Hello, Todd Simon.
Todd, Chaz, and AJ, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
We're looking for some steaks. You got any?
Yeah. Got any meat?
Let me look. I'm looking under my desk. Yep, there's some right there.
Excellent. I just made myself four of your bacon wrapped fillets this weekend.
And what did you think of those steaks?
Sick.
Yep.
Like so crazy good. So
I mean, how can you go wrong with filet mignon and bacon?
Seriously.
I mean, it's like, you know.
So here's what I did, because I didn't want to defrost two, and then Jennifer and I eat, and like one of us wants a little bit more, you know. So I defrosted four, and they're a good size. And then when you have those with the potatoes au gratin, I'm like, wow, this is, I'm full.
This work.
So we had two extra fillets, or like a fillet and a half. And what I did was I stripped the bacon off for the next morning, cut the fillet up into small pieces, mixed it with some barbecue sauce, cooked that in a pan. And then I took what was left of the potatoes au gratin, mixed them in a bowl together, threw in some cheese, heated that up, put some butter, salt, and pepper in there. It was nuts.
It was filet fromage au gratin.
My mouth is watering just thinking about it.
Yes.
You know, I did the same thing. I made my son one of our Omaha Steaks rib crown steaks, which, by the way, if you've never tried those are awesome. OmahaSteaks.com. Check out the rib crown. But the he only ate like half his steak, which, you know, I mean, I'll have to punish him for that later.
I would.
He only ate half the steak. Yeah, and so yesterday morning I took that steak and I heated it up. I cut it up in smaller pieces, heated it up in a pan, and made myself some steak and eggs with it. I put it on, served on the side with some fried eggs. Used, you know, dipped the yolk, steak in the yolk. It was really yummy.
See,
Tevin,
that's sick.
That favorite gift package is nuts. I don't know how you do it. My theory is, you know, it's one of those, let's bring you in and you could see how good this is, and then we got you hooked.
Well, that's right. I mean, what we want to do is we want to get people to try delicious Omaha steaks. We want them to either try them for themselves for the holiday season or give them as gifts for the holiday season. Because when you're giving Omaha steaks, you're not just giving meat in a box, right? You're giving a chance for your family and friends to get together and enjoy a great meal with their family and friends. And so when you take those bacon-wrapped fillets, you team them up. We've also got some pork chops in there, some burgers, the potatoes au gratin. You get caramel apple tartlets for dessert.
Which are
you get
awesome.
That Omaha steak seasoning, which is great because it, you know, makes
that.
It foolproof.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we're throwing in a cutlery set, a six-piece cutlery set, and a cutting board, you know, so you can serve it up great. And, you know, that whole package for $69.99. See, I just dropped the price by $30.
Look at that,
for $69.99 is an amazing gift, and it's a lot of food. And, you know, just think about what you'd spend if you went to a steakhouse and got four bacon-wrapped filet dinners.
Easily.
Or think about what it would cost to feed your family over the holidays. This is just, it's a great gift idea.
Perfect.
Because the person opening this box would say, how much did you spend on me?
Yeah, it looks very impressive.
Or it's just great if you're having people over and you're going to be entertaining, you know, for weeks. Leading up to and after Christmas and New Year's. Wow, what a deal, you know.
Well, we hope so. But, you know, we did some research and we found that 73% of Americans would prefer a food gift to just more stuff. And if you think about it, when you give food, you're giving an experience. And, you know, that's what people are valuing, you know, are these great experiences, right?
Oh, well, I had a great experience Saturday night.
Right.
And then again, Sunday morning.
You've been talking all day, actually.
With the same fillets.
Right.
Yeah, and when you go to OmahaSteaks.com, you're going to see that favorite gift package, but you're also going to see a whole variety of other choices. So you may have customers that are, or you may have friends and family that are, you know, real steak aficionados. Maybe they'd like to try a tomahawk ribeye or some Wagyu beef. We've got all those. We've got our Omaha cut ribeye, which is a new steak we came out, like a center of the ribeye steak. We've even got gift baskets and wine packages. So, I mean, there's really something for everybody. And if you're shopping last minute, we've even got gift cards and e-gift cards. I mean, there's so many opportunities to have someone enjoy Omaha Steaks this holiday season. And the sooner you ship it, the sooner they get to enjoy it for their own holiday celebration.
But we're always so you know, we've been eating Omaha steaks for years now, but just always so impressed when we take it out of the package. We put it on the plate before the grill. We're looking at these. We're like, oh, my God, I can't believe how much
exactly
these things would cost at a store.
Right, had you bought it there,
and,
but no.
And what we got them for.
Exactly. So,
the favorite gift package is $69.99, and you get a giant box of meat and dessert and potatoes and seasoning and cutlery and a cutting board. But like Todd said, there's a million different things on omahasteaks.com that you can go and check out and buy. You know, you could buy a gift for yourself, too.
You could.
Yeah.
Be good to yourself, too.
So, Todd, thank you for coming
on. You could.
On.
And we've,
I'm sorry.
We've also got a couple stores in Connecticut, one in South Windsor at the Promenade Shops, and also one in West Hartford. So if your listeners are last minute shoppers, they can also visit one of our retail stores, too.
And you can get those same deals there?
Yep, yep. We have all the same stuff there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we can even ship a gift if you know people come in the store, they can place an order for shipment as well.
Oh, I love it. Todd Simon, Senior Vice President and fifth generation family owner at Omaha Steaks International. Thank you for coming on. Have a great holiday season, brother.
You guys too. I'll talk to you next year.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.